Hey, it's Brad Milkey, host of ABC's daily news podcast, Start Here. And I'm honored to say Start Here, along with several ABC audio projects, are up for Webby Awards. Voting is open to the public, and we're all really excited about these awards, but this vote closes on Thursday. So please don't wait. You can go to abcaudio.com/webbies. That's abcaudio.com/webbies, W-E-B-B-Y-S, to cast your vote for Start Here, along with other ABC news shows. We really appreciate it.
Tonight, breaking news. The new images coming in at this hour. WNBA star Brittany Griner released from Russia, flying back to the U.S. at this hour. Video showing Brittany Griner boarding a plane, smiling on her way back to the U.S. after being held in Russia for nearly 10 months. President Biden making the announcement, Griner's wife standing by his side. Griner released in exchange for convicted Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout, known as the Merchant of Death. The two passing each other on the tarmac, the administration pressed about former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, Russia holding him prisoner for 4 years now. And tonight, the audio right here, what Paul Whelan said today after learning of Griner's release. We have late reporting at this hour from Mary Bruce and Pierre Thomas. The brazen admission by Vladimir Putin saying Russian forces are deliberately targeting Ukraine's power supply. Putin saying, quote, yes, we're doing it. Martha Raddatz tonight. Chilling new details in the alleged plot to overthrow the German government, what they were allegedly planning to do when they stormed German parliament. In the U.S., the House passing the Respect for Marriage Act, protecting same-sex and interracial marriages. This now heads to the president's desk. Rachel Scott live on the Hill tonight. Singer Celine Dion's emotional reveal about her health. Diagnosed with a rare neurological disorder, what this is and what this now means for her future. Tonight, we have news on COVID and children in this country and the FDA's new decision on the COVID booster. We're also tracking three storm systems moving across the U.S. One of them could be a major storm, measuring snow in feet, dangerous winds and rain moving west all the way east. Rob Marciano standing by to time all of this out. And our Made in America Christmas is back. Your ideas pouring in. And it turns out they have not forgotten the family dog.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a Thursday night. We begin tonight with the dramatic prisoner swap playing out on the world stage today. WNBA star Brittany Griner on her way home to the U.S. tonight, freed from Russia in a prisoner swap for a Russian arms dealer convicted here in the U.S., known as the Merchant of Death. Griner was arrested in February, days before Russia invaded Ukraine, and tonight, nearly 10 months later, she is now free. The first images coming in tonight, Russian state media showing Griner on the tarmac in Abu Dhabi, right there in the red coat on the left, released to U.S. custody, exchanged for that Russian arms dealer, Viktor Bout, the two passing each other on the tarmac. Moments later, the image from the Oval Office, Griner speaking on the phone with President Biden, her wife, Sherelle, Vice President Harris, Secretary of State Blinken there, too. But Griner's wife and President Biden tonight saying their joy is tempered by concern that another American detained in Russia, former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, is still there. What the president said about that today, and Paul Whelan himself today and the audio, what he said after learning of Brittany Griner's release. We begin with our senior White House correspondent, Mary Bruce, tonight.
Tonight, our first glimpse of Brittany Griner on her way to freedom. Russian state media releasing this video of the WNBA star making her way out of the country after 294 days of detention, signing paperwork, walking through the gates, boarding a bus, and then getting on their plane.
What's your mood?
Happy.
Well,
do you know where I'm heading to?
No.
No?
No.
No.
No. No, no.
You fly back home?
To the U.S.
To the U.S.
Okay.
Everything will be fine.
And then this moment, Griner released into U.S. custody on a tarmac in Abu Dhabi. Griner there in the red coat. The smiling man seen shaking hands and giving hugs is Viktor Bout, the notorious Russian arms dealer who the U.S. swapped in exchange for Griner's freedom. Bout, arrested in 2008, sentenced to 25 years for aiding a terrorist organization and conspiring to kill Americans. Back in Washington, President Biden soon on the phone with Griner, then tweeting, moments ago, I spoke to Brittany Griner. She is safe. She is on a plane. She is on her way home. There in the Oval Office, Griner's wife, Sherelle, who had just learned the news from the president himself. Shortly after, the two going before cameras.
Brittany will soon be back in the arms of her loved ones, and she should have been there all along. This is a day we've worked toward for a long time.
I'm just standing here overwhelmed with emotions, but the most important emotion that I have right now is just sincere gratitude for President Biden and his entire administration.
Griner was arrested in February for illegally bringing hashish oil and vape cartridges into Russia.
I made an honest mistake, and I hope that in your ruling that it doesn't end my life here.
Sentenced to 9 years, Griner was recently moved to a penal colony 200 miles outside Moscow. For months, fans, supporters, and teammates of the two-time Olympic gold medalist pressuring the Biden administration to bring her home. Tonight, we've learned after months of painstaking negotiations, the prisoner swap finally came together in the last 48 hours, the president signing on within just the last week. Biden had hoped to secure the freedom of two Americans, Griner and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, who's been imprisoned on espionage charges for 4 years. But Russia rejected the proposal, making it clear Whelan's release was not on the table.
Today, my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there are so many other families who are not whole. BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul.
In a statement, Whelan's family saying the Biden administration made the right decision to bring Ms. Griner home and to make the deal that was possible, rather than waiting for one that wasn't going to happen. But Paul Whelan himself speaking to CNN from Russia.
I'm happy that Brittany is going home today, but I don't understand why I'm still sitting here. My bags are packed. I'm ready to go home. I just need an airplane to come and get me.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken insisting the U.S. made every possible offer in an effort to get Whelan out.
This was not a choice of which American to bring home. The choice was one or none.
The president today with this pledge.
We've not forgotten about Paul Whelan, who's been unjustly detained in Russia for years. While we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we are not giving up. We will never give up.
So let's get right to Mary Bruce live at the White House tonight. Mary, as we're on the air this evening, we know Brittany Griner, of course, on that plane heading back to the U.S. What more do we know about when and where she arrives?
Well, we have learned that she is making her way home, heading to a military medical facility in San Antonio, Texas, where she'll be offered care. Now, no word on when we may hear from Griner directly. Tonight, her family is asking for privacy and just very grateful that she is home for the holidays. David.
Mary Bruce leading us off tonight. Mary, thank you. Of course, the question, who is this Russian arms dealer swapped for Brittany Griner? Tonight, the convicted arms dealer, Victor Boot, known as the Merchant of Death, and why Russia wanted him back. Here's our Chief Justice Correspondent, Pierre Thomas, now.
Tonight, Victor Boot, the notorious arms dealer, the so-called Merchant of Death, back in Russia. So infamous, the movie The Lord of War was based in part on his life. Russia desperately wanted Boot back. He was serving a 25-year sentence after being arrested for selling nearly every kind of weapon imaginable worldwide. 800 surface-to-air missiles, 30,000 AK-47s, 5 tons of C4 explosives, 10 million rounds of ammunition. He's denied it all, like in this 2009 jailhouse interview.
I never supplied arms such at all, and especially never had any deal with Al-Qaeda.
Boot was extradited to the U.S. after DEA agents, posing as members of the militant Colombia organization known as FARC, got him to sell missiles. Tonight, one of the former DEA agents involved said it's a mistake to release him.
And now we just return the Lord of War to Putin. Makes no sense to me.
Boot was suspected of being a Russian intelligence agent, but he's been in a U.S. prison for more than a decade. And some officials believe his value as an intelligence asset has long since diminished and that swapping him for Griner was the right thing to do. David?
All right, Pierre Thomas on this as well tonight. Thank you, Pierre. And Brittany Griner's nearly 10 months in Russia playing out, of course, as Vladimir Putin wages this war in Ukraine. And tonight, news involving Putin and what he now acknowledges about targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure, electricity and water. He said, quote, yes, we are doing it. Let's bring in Martha Raddatz. And Martha, certainly a brazen statement from Putin tonight, leading many to ask, because of its direct impact on millions of civilians there, is this a war crime?
Well, David, they were striking comments with Putin flat out saying, yes, we are doing it, when asked if the Russians are deliberately targeting Ukrainian energy infrastructure. But it is unclear whether this is a war crime. The Russians can say the targeting is legitimate because the energy infrastructure supports the military. But there's no question civilians are not only being killed in these strikes, but as you and I have both seen, David, they are left without heat, electricity, hot water in the cold of winter, which human rights groups say instills terror and is in violation of the laws of war. David?
And we both know a very long, cold winter ahead, Martha. Thank you. We're going to turn now to Germany tonight and that attempted overthrow of the German government tonight. How far along were they in this plot and what were they planning to do? Already we know news of at least 25 arrests, and tonight we've also learned they've identified at least 25 more they're now looking for. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge again tonight.
Tonight, police confiscating guns, swords, and night vision equipment, according to German media, after Germany's security services broke up an alleged plot to overthrow the government in Berlin. Police tonight predicting more arrests, and the German Chancellor himself possibly a target, describing the alleged involvement in the plot of a former member of parliament as remarkable and very serious. Among those arrested, former and active members of the German military.
Killing senior German officials was, say prosecutors, a key part of the alleged plot. The armed conspirators also planning to take over government ministries and storm the parliament.
Police raids continuing inside this castle, said to belong to a German aristocrat named by prosecutors as an alleged ringleader in the plot. And the alleged plotters said to be influenced in part by the conspiracy theories of QAnon.
Well, news in tonight, the German police are looking for another 25 suspects on top of the 25 already in police custody. David?
Tom Sufi Burridge on this again tonight. Tom, thank you. Back here in the U.S. and Capitol Hill tonight, the House has passed the Respect for Marriage Act, protecting same-sex and interracial marriages. Rachel Scott tonight on the last-minute efforts by some Republicans urging lawmakers not to sign this.
Tonight, a rare moment of bipartisanship on Capitol Hill. Congress passing landmark legislation to protect same-sex and interracial marriages.
The motion is adopted.
39 Republicans in the House and 12 in the Senate joined every Democrat to pass the Respect for Marriage Act, enshrining marriage equality into federal law. Some Republicans called the bill unnecessary, pleading with their party to vote no.
I hope and pray that my colleagues will find the courage to join me in opposing this misguided and this dangerous bill.
More than 70% of Americans support same-sex marriage. Momentum for the bill grew after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Justice Clarence Thomas signaled the high court should reconsider rulings like same-sex marriage. Today's historic vote, personal for members like Tammy Baldwin, the first openly gay senator.
We can put to rest the worries of millions of loving couples who are concerned that someday an activist Supreme Court may take their rights and freedoms away.
President Biden plans to sign this bill in a matter of days. Tonight, he is praising the bipartisan action taken by Congress, and it was an emotional moment here on Capitol Hill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi seen wiping tears from her eyes. This is one of the last pieces of legislation that will be passed under her leadership. David.
All right, Rachel Scott live in D.C. Rachel, thank you. We turn now to singer Celine Dion and her very personal reveal today, diagnosed with a rare neurological disorder. Here's Stephanie Ramos.
All I know is singing. It's what I've done all my life.
In an emotional Instagram post to her fans, pop music legend Celine Dion reveals the reason she's postponing her upcoming tour.
Recently, have been diagnosed with a very rare neurological disorder called stiff person syndrome.
It affects just one in a million people, causing muscles to go rigid.
This stiffness will manifest most prominently as difficulties with walking. Singing could certainly be affected by a disease like stiff person syndrome. You take the reason you can.
Last fall, the pop superstar postponed the opening of her Vegas residency and a North American tour due to severe and persistent muscle spasms. Celine Dion, the singer of the iconic My Heart Will Go On, came onto the scene as a teen singing sensation in her native Canada, winning 5 Grammys and selling more than 200 million records worldwide. And she's dealt with hardships before. Her husband and manager, Rene Angelil, was diagnosed with cancer 3 separate times. Each time, she stopped performing to care for him. He died in 2016. This time, she's taking a break to take care of herself.
I love you guys so much. And I really hope I can see you again real soon.
Celine says she has a great team of doctors and her children are giving her hope. She's confident she is on the road to recovery and hopes to be back on the road in 2024. David.
Yeah, so many pulling for Celine Dion tonight. Stephanie Ramos, thank you, Steph. When we come back here, we're tracking 3 storm systems moving across the U.S. One of them could be a major storm moving all the way east. Rob is timing this out for us. Also, the major break tonight in the unsolved murder that made national news, known as the boy in the box after 65 years. And then the measles outbreak, at least 63 cases tonight in one community alone.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or maybe show up for a friend? We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems. It's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tonight.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our 2 interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tonight, we are tracking several storms moving west to east. Senior meteorologist Rob Marciano back tracking it all for us again tonight. Hey, Rob.
Hi, David. So active. Some of the people that got snow last night getting it again with another system. Take a look on the map. Another double-headed system moves towards the Chicago area. North of Chicago, probably going to be a little bit of snow. More rain to the Tennessee Valley. Some of that energy gets to the East Coast on Sunday, and we could very well see some accumulating snow north of I-95. Also on Sunday, a powerful storm hitting the West Coast from the Pacific Northwest all the way down to Southern California. Heavy rain and wind, 2 to 5 feet of snow in the mountains, and some of that energy will get into the plains on Tuesday and Wednesday for a severe weather threat. David?
The weather team's going to be busy these next few days. Rob, thank you. To the index of other news tonight, a major break in Philadelphia's oldest unsolved murder case. After more than 65 years, authorities say they've identified the so-called boy in the box. DNA and genetic genealogy helping to identify 4-year-old Joseph Zarelli, found beaten in a cardboard box in 1957. All these years later, still no suspects. Tonight, the FDA authorizing updated COVID boosters for children as young as 6 months. Boosters from Pfizer and Moderna targeting the BA4 and BA5 Omicron subvariants. Health officials encourage everyone to eligible for their boosters to get them, with COVID cases and hospitalizations rising just as we all head into the holidays now. And health authorities are tracking a measles outbreak growing in central Ohio tonight. At least 63 children are being treated for measles. More than two dozen hospitalized already. Most cases are under the age of five. None of the children fully vaccinated. All happening, of course, at the same time the state is responding to surges of flu, COVID, and RSV. Finally tonight here, our great Made in America Christmas. We love your ideas. And it turns out one way to really get my attention, my dog. Tonight, our great Made in America Christmas is back. 11 years and running, your ideas pouring in.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
From California to Washington, Tennessee to Maine, helping small businesses across the U.S. with something made in America under the tree. In Eden Prairie, Minnesota, just outside Minneapolis, the storybook makers who will customize their story for you. They'll write a story for your family, even your pet.
Hi, David. Here we are at Santa's workshop where we make personalized books from I See Me. Let's go inside and see what's going on.
Their latest Christmas story, they knew how to get my attention.
Ooh, hot off the presses, we have How My Dog Saved Christmas, in this case made specifically for Axel.
Their Christmas pitch, your beloved dog.
And the story, Axel saves Christmas at the end of the day. Our books are all made one by one for each child, or in this case, each dog.
Maya Haig and her team at I See Me making nearly 500,000 books just last year about loved ones, your children, your pets.
We have a wide range of titles such as Annabella's A Super Kid that inspires confidence in the child, Cooper's Night Before Christmas, ABC What Luke Can Be teaches the child about their careers.
33 workers in all, four new hires coming next year. And in Middlebury, Vermont tonight, the company Danforth Pewter making ornaments for your Christmas tree.
Hey, David.
Tim Copeland, lead designer.
Classic pewter Santa Claus, the angel, all the way up to the most recent Santa's workshop.
80 workers handcrafting 150 different ornaments.
Hi, David.
Cookie Jennings making ornaments for 33 years.
It takes many hands to craft these ornaments.
Bridget Haven pouring the pewter into the mold. Sarah Barnes on the line 26 years, sanding them down, each one painted by hand. And in New York City tonight.
Hi, David.
Susanna Yoon at her shop, Stick With Me Sweets.
Welcome to Stick With Me.
Inviting us in, their caramels, their bonbons, and one of their most popular.
The New York, New York, that has five different colors and looks like a mini Times Square from far away. It represents the diversity and colors of New York.
Hi, David.
Martha Millett, head chocolatier for 3 years and counting now.
Being made in America is about sharing culture and togetherness. We're a small team of chocolatiers making thousands of bonbons a week.
12,800 per week to be exact, 13 workers in all.
Hi, David.
Abel and Lindsay.
Hi, David.
And Brittany, hired just this year, filling the molds with chocolate, leveling it off. This flavor just in time for Santa. Milk and cookies, packaging them up, shipping them out with three words in mind.
Made in America!
We love it. We're all getting hungry in here. I'll see you right back here tomorrow. Good night.